Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pint of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to traveltexas.com/get-your-own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday to you. Hope you've had an amazing day, afternoon. Hope you're getting ready to have a great evening. All of that good stuff. I'm going to be with you for the next 2 hours. Much love to everybody locked in on the free Odyssey app. People listening on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. SiriusXM, you got that? Channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, that's real simple. You just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's in New York City. We appreciate you for listening. And in the case of Mike Budenholzer, the new head coach of the Phoenix Suns, he was introduced this afternoon. He would be happy in Alaska. He'd be happy anywhere. Speaking of happy people, Scottie Scheffler, he's happy. He got arrested this morning, went to work, and he's still one of the best golfers in the world. He's at like fourth, third place, give or take here, at the PGA Championship. Good for him. What a life, what a life, what a life. The New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers are going to be in action in about 30 minutes from now. Knicks are trying to eliminate these Pacers. The Knicks also trying to send a message. The New York Knicks showing up to the Fieldhouse in Indiana wearing all black. Hickey, that was my point from yesterday. It's all business. The New York Knicks showed up in all black sweatsuits, straight business, and you got Tyrese Halliburton showing up in, Urkel fatigue shorts and pants and a jacket. Like, get the business, man. Your basketball player showing up in all black sweats is business, bro.
Now, I did see Tyrese Halliburton arrive in all black. Does that, like, cancel out, or is he dressed for his own funeral as well, you think?
Oh, damn. I think he was thinking about, he wanted to send a statement with his dress, so I won't count that.
Unrelated. Okay. All right.
I won't count that one. Nope. Won't count that one. Anyway, we'll get into the New York Knicks and the Pacers. How about this? I just told you about Scottie Scheffler. We know, or if you don't know, he was arrested this morning. The top golfer in the world was arrested this morning and charged with four charges, a second degree assault of an officer, third degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, disregarding traffic signals. Bottom line is he was trying to roll into work after a fatal car accident and we don't know what happened after that. The police officer told him, hey, wait. He mistook the officer for what he said, thought he meant go. It's wild. I mean, in the process of him getting arrested, I mean, you even had Jeff Darlington, who was trying to help. Hey, that's Scottie Scheffler. That's the number one golfer in the world. And there was another police officer. He did not give a damn. He was basically saying, Scottie Scheffler, the world's number one golfer, he's about to get arrested. Listen to this video clip that Darlington took this morning.
What do we do?
I'm staying back.
Here's the thing. Right now, he's going to jail.
Okay.
He's going to jail, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. Period. There's nothing you can do about it.
Damn. Damn. Hickey, if I say I'm a part of the media, I'm still getting arrested, right? Maybe. Maybe.
If you took two more steps and maybe try to say one more word, that cop sounded like, even though if you said on media, it does not sound like he would say, okay, all is forgiven.
Cuffs are going on.
Oh,
Hickey,
yeah.
You know what? We may have to play this. Yeah. Let's play this next hour before we leave. Did I tell you about how a caller, there was a guy who ran a stop sign, and both the police officer and the guy who ran the stop sign, they were both listening to the show. Did I ever tell you that?
No, right? No. Wait, really?
Yeah. Well, we'll play it next hour. Deal?
Deal. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. There was a police officer in Houston. He frequently called me up, and he called me, and he's just like, man, I just pulled this guy over. He ran a stoplight. I'm just sitting here on a curb, and he kind of ran right by me, didn't see me, and I pulled him over. And he said, I pulled him over, and he rolled the window down, and he said, you listening to JR? He's like, yeah, I'm listening to JR. And he gave him a break.
Wow.
And I said to myself, people are getting breaks by listening to the show. They're bonding over somebody who had a violation. I'm not going to call a guy a criminal. This man had a driving violation. And the police officer and him and bonded, and he spared him a ticket. Now me, I get no damn grace out here. None. I do something screwed.
Well, you would think. I mean, if you say your name, I'm JR. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
You're all good. All is forgiven. Do you know who I am, officer?
Oh, do that one.
Say that exactly. Do you know who I am?
Well,
you'll be all set, I promise.
Well, let me tell you something. That happened to Ronald Acuna here. I'm not Acuna, excuse me. Ozuna.
Yeah, I was going to say. Acuna. I didn't hear about Ozuna, we know.
Ozuna.
Ozuna from the Braves.
I'm Ozuna. I'm Ozuna from the Braves.
Yeah, that worked really well for him.
That is.
Officer said, cool.
It didn't work out for him.
Hit a homer for us tonight, all right, please?
Say again, Hickey.
No, I was just saying the officer's like, oh, okay, all right, yeah, Joe hit a homer for us tonight, and you're free to go.
Yeah, right. It doesn't work. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, there was a female artist. Her name is Glorilla, and she got pulled over for like a DUI, and she pulled the "Do you know who I am?" Officer said no, and she got locked up. So, hey, it don't always work. Being at the wrong place at the wrong time and using those mad "do you know who I am?" It doesn't always work. Anyway, to get more details on what took place today in Kentucky at the PGA Championship, we're going to have a conversation with Rex Hoggard. He's from the Golf Channel. He's going to come through and join us in about 15 minutes. Now, I told you that being in the wrong place at the wrong time doesn't always work. Sometimes things get rolling and things just happen for you, right? How about this? The WNBA's Las Vegas Aces, the two-time champs. They got Asia Wilson, who just got a new sneaker deal with Nike. They got Kelsey Plum, and she's with Skims. Everybody with the Aces is making money, okay? They actually just sold out a record 14 of their 20 home games in the WNBA. The Las Vegas Aces are moving. I got to be honest. If I was going to Vegas next week, one of the things that I would do, I'd try to go to an Aces game. And I'd try to sit there and drink a lot of beer, and then I'd leave. But I would go to an Aces game. And the Aces, the actual players, they got another gift. They got an announcement today. The city of Las Vegas. Well, just listen to this.
We've got an offer for you. We think it's a great offer for us. We think it's a great offer for us. We hope you think it's a great offer for you. But we would like to offer each of you individually a sponsorship for this year in the amount of $100,000. The offer is really simple. We want you to just play. We want you to keep repping Las Vegas. And if you go to three-peat, that'll be icing on the cake. So that's it.
Man, $100,000. Each player receives an additional $100,000 just by showing up, just by representing the Las Vegas Aces. The man that you just heard was Steve Hill. He's the CEO of the Tourism Authority, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. And so every single member of the Las Vegas Aces is getting $100K just to exist. This is a team last year. They won a championship. They went back to back. They went 34-6. This is crazy. Hickey, I've never heard of this.
Same. I was waiting for the catch. And even when he was explaining, I'm like, it still feels like doesn't feel real.
Yesterday we talked about the stadiums and how most cities, most cities are getting gypped by building these stadiums, by putting up money. And I said, Las Vegas is one of the few places that can afford to just, hey, build its own stadium. They don't need public finance and just take money from the tourists. That's it. Is a tax there, take the money from the hotels, from the restaurants, and keep it moving. If it's on the strip, tax it and keep going. Simple as that. I mean, there's a reason why I don't want to say I don't particularly care for Vegas, but I don't care for the strip. I don't like hanging out in casinos. I don't like all the drunks. I don't want to pay, $35 for a simple turkey burger. I don't need that in my life. You go to Vegas, and I told this to the guy who called up one time. He went to Vegas. I gave him advice, right? Hickey, I think.
I think it was to see the band Chicago, I want to see. But, yes, he went out there for like a music trip, I guess, if you want to call it, to see his favorite band for a few nights.
Yeah, and he's like, I've never been to Vegas. I said, bro, do yourself a favor. Don't forget a toiletry. Because if you got to go to CVS, if you have to go to Walgreens, your toothbrush is going to cost you $10, okay? Your toothpaste, even a small travel one, going to charge you like $50. You want to brush your teeth? $50. You better use the water that we imported in from Utah, okay? Or Lake Tahoe, whatever the hell they get that water from, $50. That's what it is in Vegas. And so I like Vegas. I like to go. I like to leave. I don't want to gamble every day. I'm not a gambling guy. I'll see the events. I'll go for the fights. I'll see somebody knock the living hell out of somebody, and then I want to leave. But for the benefits of everybody who play for the Aces, $100K, great marketing for Las Vegas, great support of the team. I wouldn't be shocked if the Tourism Authority already has a sponsorship with the squad, and let's be real. This is a $1 million investment that I'm sure is also packaged up, with additional marketing. And so a little more than $1 million for every person on the team, that's not a lot of money. Congratulations to them for winning. And I just want to know what other deals that we'll see here in the WNBA. We know Caitlin Clark, her games are being moved into arenas. Angel Reese is garnering attention. This is good for the league. And let's remember, eventually, in about two seasons, I believe, they're going to have a team in Toronto, which I believe the city of Toronto is going to eat the WNBA up. It's probably going to be one of its best markets because Toronto, and shout outs to all my folks north of the border, Toronto is an amazing city, international city. We get so caught up with everything going on here in the States. Toronto is one of the best cities in, or just on this side of the earth, it is. Toronto's amazing. They're going to love the WNBA. And congratulations to Golden State. They have a new team. And the team is called the Valkyries. The Valkyries. You don't know what a Valkyrie is? It's like the opposite of a warrior. Get it? The Golden State Warriors own the Valkyries. Except for the Valkyries are, you know, it's old mythological people that will, a woman that will snatch your soul and drag you to hell. Hickey, I'm going to buy you a shirt when it comes out, okay?
I'll wear it as soon as you buy it. I'm ready.
You want the shirt or the jersey?
Jersey, you badass.
Ah, it's black and purple. You look like The Undertaker.
I'm in for it. I look tough for once.
Okay. All right. The Golden State Valkyries. Not the name that I go for, but not my basketball team. And I would think San Francisco will do well as will do good as well when you have Joe Lacob running the squad and you'll have the support of Steph Curry and his family. The WNBA is growing. I know people want to beat up on Caitlin Clark for her. You know, it's a normal start. She's a rookie. The WNBA is in a very, very good place. Congratulations, the Las Vegas Aces, $100,000 apiece just for showing up. I wonder if we're going to have any copycats. We're going to find out sooner than later. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. This is very important for you to hear, and you're going to hear it right now, this second. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about Scottie Scheffler a few minutes ago. Never in my life did I think a golfer would get arrested on the way to the course, go to jail, get put in a jumpsuit, eat a prison sandwich, stretch, leave, go back to work, and kick ass. That is the day of Scottie Scheffler. I think there's more going on in Kentucky. When we come back from break, we're going to have a conversation with Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel. I'm sure that this was an interesting day for him as well. An interesting day of coverage. We'll talk about everything going on with Scheffler. And then maybe there's some other individuals actually playing golf. Like, I don't know, a Tiger Woods. We'll get into it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
With you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're waiting on our Rex Hoggard. Hickey, I hope what the same thing that happened to Scottie Scheffler didn't happen to him.
I hope so. I mean, right now, it's not a great day to be associated with the PGA Championship and at the course, because those of you are more likely now than ever to get arrested.
Yeah, Rex couldn't have got arrested. We'll figure out what the hell is going on with him and see if we can track him down. Anyway, 855-212-4227 is the number. How about this? We're only minutes away from the New York Knickerbockers getting ready to take on the Indiana Pacers, trying to close them the hell out. I'm waiting on this because I can't stand. I don't like teams out of soft. I'm sorry. The Indiana Pacers have, to me, come across as punks. Like, there's no reason in the world right now. When you take a look at the New York Knicks' depleted roster, and you look at the Indiana Pacers, who like to run up and down the court, there should be no reason that the Pacers are facing elimination tonight. It's embarrassing. And the way that they've handled things, the way Tyrese Halliburton at times has looked like a deer in headlights, is like, let's just get this the hell over with, man. You don't look interested. Now, I'm sure after all of the criticism, I'm sure he's heard it from his team, his coaches. I think Rick Carlisle probably told him, man, you need to step it up. He's heard it from everybody, needs to step up. Watch him have a big game. Because last game, where he got absolutely torched, didn't want any part of Jalen Brunson. I'm like, man, is this a quitter? Is he still hurt? Is his hamstring still attached by a thread? Like, what gives? Jalen Brunson here in the postseason, averaging 34 points a game. I mean, even coming off of a bum foot, Jalen Brunson is waking up and he's like, hey, I got 44 points for you. And the New York Knicks smashed him 121-91 this past Tuesday. Well, now it's time to send these Pacers home. They can sit down and watch Caitlin Clark in the offseason. The New York Knicks showed up to the arena dressed in all black. It's about to be a funeral. The New York Knicks might have to call the police. But for them, anyway, let's listen to Jalen Brunson. Gotta love this guy. Appreciate him. He is not afraid to fail.
For me, I was always taught by my parents to just never be afraid to fail, whatever the situation is. And so no matter the high pressure moments or whatever, if you win, great. If you lose, you learn from it. And so that's just my mindset through everything.
That's right. You got to go for it. Like, failure is a part of life. Like, I tell people all the time, you better get used to hearing no. You're going to hear more no's than you hear yeses. I mean, this is a guy in Jalen Brunson whose dad played in the NBA. His dad wasn't as good as his son. I mean, Jalen Brunson is an all-star. He's a superstar, I'd say, in a league right now. His dad, Rick was like a third-string dude that you would see if somebody got hurt or maybe it was garbage time. But it's a beautiful thing that Jalen Brunson has been able to just pick up the slack and learn and take advantage of everything that's in front of him. New York Knicks, Indiana Pacers, they're going to be in action in about 5 minutes from now. Please, I know the Knicks are underhanded. It wouldn't shock me if the Pacers win tonight. The Knicks just play hard. And that part, you absolutely have to appreciate. I hope the Knicks can end it and then go on to take the Celtics. That won't be easy now, will it? Neither for either team. The Knicks are going to go down. They're going to go down swinging. That I appreciate. And we talked about this guy, you know, earlier on in the show. His name is Anthony Edwards. Last night, Minnesota Timberwolves, they held off the Nuggets. They were not eliminated. Anthony Edwards, 27 points last night in a 115-70 win against the Nuggets. We haven't seen a beatdown like that in about 10 years. Chicago beat Milwaukee by about 50 points. And so Anthony Edwards, I appreciate him too, because he just shows up and he plays hard. And I don't see him in any ridiculous wild outfits. He's from here in Atlanta. Maybe one day it'll come, but for right now, not the case. Anthony Edwards, he also talks about belief and trust. He said, us Wolves, we believe in each other.
Guys just believing in themselves. I think the last three games, we was all down on ourselves, like just trying to point the finger, blame somebody. And then I think today, before the game, the coaches, the whole staff, like, they did a great job of putting a clip together as far as, like, the plays that we made, the two games that we won against these guys. And everybody, like, started to believe after that little edit that they put together. And I can tell the energy shifted after that little edit. So that was big time. I told them that was big time putting the edit together.
I guess whatever works, whatever gets the job done. I mean, you need a highlight reel to get you going. Professional athlete, do it on your own. Anyway, I get it. I got a highlight reel every now and then. I'll look at it myself. I go, I did that. Wow, I did. I get it, but go play harder anyway next time. Minnesota and Denver, game 7 on Sunday. Anyway, Chris Finch is head coach. Minnesota Timberwolves with the busted up knee behind the bench. He was on Dan Patrick's show. And Chris Finch, oh, he talked about what makes this man, Anthony Edwards, so damn good.
The confidence is there. The swagger's there. It's all real. I can tell you that. It's 100% real. One of the things that's really great about coaching Ant, though, is he'll still be very honest and tell you what he doesn't know, tell you what he needs to get better at. His self-awareness is very high. He has a bit of an old soul in that way. And he's never shied away from the moment. Like, that was apparent from early on. I remember going into the very first playoff series against Memphis. I think he had 36 in the game one against Memphis. And you never know how a young player is going to react. Some players take years to try to figure out in the playoffs, but that's not been the case for him. The bigger the game, the more he actually relishes.
Come on. He's 22 years old. Playing like this already. I mean, in their first two wins, he had 27 points and 43 points. In the losses, 18, 19, and 44. You don't know what you're going to get, but this man's going to play hard. And in a game 7, Anthony Edwards has a chance to lift his game to an... Uh-oh. Who's this? Oh, hold on. I was going to say take his game to another level. Prepare yourselves, folks. We're about to take this show to another level. Because we have James from Minnesota who has decided to call us. Prepare yourselves. 855-212-4227. James from Minnesota, you are on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
So I made it without my cordless phone, old-fashioned, dying. It's UTEC. Not Ben UTEC. They used to play for the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
You're on the radio. What do you have to say? What do I have to say?
You better watch out for my deadly-looking Timberwolves. They're not in the dumps. Did you see that fall that Anthony Edwards took and still came out on the court? That man's got heart. He is a true, true leader like Michael Jordan. He has Jordan-esque hops. Yeah, he got off the court. Yeah, he came back. But did you see him leap over bound a while back? I think it was game five, maybe. In one of those games, he leaped over and Jordan is bound and dunked on three or four defenders. What? And I could name them, but I'm not going to disgrace him like that. I'm going to keep you all puzzled. I will keep y'all amazed.
All right, are you listening to, is that Usher in the background?
That's Usher, brother.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on a second. Hickey. Today is weird, man.
That's an understatement. That is an understatement. What a Friday, huh?
I'm listening to the man. I'm like, this guy called up. He has his own soundtrack. And I'm like, is he listening to Lovers and Friends by Usher? Oh, James.
What's up? Lover, sometimes I want to be your friend.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hickey, what do we do? Do we save this call and put it in the archives, right?
It could be a good end of the year. You know, best calls of the year. Put James right there up there.
Oh, God.
Maybe not best, but yeah, most interesting?
Yeah.
Most interesting.
Let's talk to James and then call it a day. Hey, James, the next time you call up, we don't need your soundtrack, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Bro, thank you, man. Bye. You have a good one, okay? All right. Thank you. Appreciate you. Like, I love Lovers and Friends. Hickey, this man is sitting around listening to me and Lovers and Friends on a Friday night.
Hell of a combo.
I didn't think that James, he listens to Ludacris, Lil Jon, and Usher.
Maybe we should take that to the airwaves. You know, like one segment, just have the bed underneath you talking the whole time.
Lovers and Friends?
Yeah, I'm going to loop it for like 15 minutes.
I know all the words. I couldn't.
You want to sing along?
Yeah, I would. Anyway, thank you, James, for calling from Minnesota. Scotty Shuffler got arrested this morning. And James, we found out that James loves Lovers and Friends by Usher, Lil Jon, and Ludacris. Thanks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I get paid to talk, and I just, in my head, I'm like, I don't know. That was interesting. We're going to take a break when we come back. We'll talk more basketball. We'll get into some football as well. Puka Nacua had some interesting words. Najee Harris had some interesting words.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, especially following our last caller, right? Call me to talk about Anthony Edwards while Usher is playing in the back. I'm like, what are we doing here? Do I want to know what he was doing in the back? I don't want to know. Anyway, what a day, what a day. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227 is the number. Hickey, did the Knicks start playing yet? This is that nonsense that it's an 8:30 start, but the game starts at 10 o'clock.
It's ESPN, so I'll leave it at that in terms of did the game start as we were sitting here at 8:42 p.m. Eastern?
Answer is no. We got lied to. Again, what else is new? Everybody in the media lying to us. I did hear, and Hickey, tell me if you've heard this. We know that ESPN, Warner, Discovery, which may not have TNT soon or basketball at all, and Fox, they got a new name. Did you hear the new name of their streaming service?
Oh, no. No, I didn't.
I'm going to make sure I say this correctly so I don't get in trouble.
Oh, boy. Is it? Okay.
No. See, I off the top of my head, I would have called it Voodoo Sports. That's what I remembered. I'm like, it was started Voodoo. It's Venue Sports. And because everybody has to be so cool and so hip, it's spelled V-E-N-U. Venue Sports. No E at the end.
Venue Sports is, and I'm sorry, this is what again? This is a new, This is a new bundle?
This is the new joint streaming service for Fox, ESPN, and Warner Brothers Discovery. Venue Sports. Now, I could be wholly wrong here, and it could be pronounced Venue Sports, but I don't think so.
I hope not, because let me tell you, even though those three are apps I would need to watch a lot of sports, I would not get that bundle if it was Venue.
Venue?
Oh, that's awful.
Venue. Yeah, it's just going to be Venue. Fox, ESPN, Warner Brothers, this is their joint streaming service. It launches later on this year, so a couple of months, fall of 2024. This is too much. And you know, that there was a point in time where I said to myself, I can understand in this world that we live in right now where everything is being streamed, where it's too much. There's too many options. You still have the cable box that exists. You still have a satellite dish. And now you have to pay for everything also individually. Like, what are we doing? So I have a Disney bundle. I do. I got Disney. And a part of that is ESPN. I also have Max. As a part of Max is, Turner, TNT. I have Fox. No, I don't. I don't have Fox. Yeah, but I have Fox on cable, so I pay for it in the app as well. I have access to it. So, Hickey, here's my question. And, of course, customer service doesn't exist. I'm paying for each one of these individually. So what next? What next? What do I do next? I'm not paying for that. Like, do I pay for that and now I get all of the games? Like, I don't. This sucks.
I mean, it sounds like, right? Isn't that built so you can cancel your three individual ones and, in theory, save a little bit of money by buying, in a way, three in one? Right? Is that, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to have the ESPN on its own and then get this, I was going to say, almost said Voodoo, this Venue Sports bundle and then have ESPN there again, right? Like, you can't, don't double dip.
ESPN's why I'm paying for ESPN's why. Oh, shoot me now at ESPN twice. For what? Oh, my God. But come on. Then now you got to pay for Netflix to watch football, right? Netflix, is it Christmas? The Christmas games are on Netflix.
I mean, I will say that is the one app I would assume universally everyone has.
Netflix?
Right? Like, if does everyone have Peacock more? I would probably say no.
No.
I don't think everyone has ESPN Plus or Apple TV, like,
oh my God.
There's one streamer that everyone has.
Netflix.
Right? So at least in theory, I mean, this is a dangerous word to use here. It is almost essentially free to watch that game.
Netflix? Because people, no, you're paying for it.
You're already paying, but like, you're already paying for it. So it's like, you know, it's not, you're really adding anything to what you already expense now. I'm not trying to defend the NFL. I will just say, with Netflix specifically, we all have it already.
Don't defend any of them, because and we talked about this. These stupid they're computers, right? They don't work like my television worked with a cable box. I turn it on, whatever I had on last is there, and that's it. Like, I don't want. I think it was a baseball game. I remember I was sitting at my desk trying to work. And the Yankees were on early in the day. And I said, I'm going to put the Yankees on my desk and I'm going to sit here and do work. I pay for Major League Baseball. I pay to watch every game imaginable. Okay? I open up the stupid MLB app. I expect it to go, hey, here are the games. Which game do you want to watch? Oh, you want to watch the Yankees and, I don't know, the Twins? Here it is. Okay, what language do you want to watch it in? Oh, what feed do you want it? Do you want it radio to listen, or do you want to watch it? Do you want to watch it with the Minneapolis feed, or do you want to watch it with the New York Yankees feed? Do you want to start at the beginning, or do you want to start at live? And I just want to open up the game and watch it. And then, Hickey, I chose the Yankees feed. And then it said a new pop-up that popped up like 10 times. And I said, no, I don't want it. No, I don't want it. Hey, you can connect your Major League Baseball, blah, 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 to Apple TV so you can watch MLB at Apple TV. And I kept saying, no, thank you. And then it popped up again. I had to click the thing 10 times. I wanted to throw this thing at the wall.
You know how many pop-ups happen on cable?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. I dislike the people who do these things, that make them. Like, why is it so complicated? You can't remember that I prefer to watch a game in English? I can't set a preference to watch the game and the home team. I can't set it. Hey, I want every yes, no. Why can't I do this stuff? I'm not on the computer. I'm on the television. Change the interface. I don't want to tap around a million things on my phone, let alone with my hand on a remote that I can't move faster with. And now they got the remotes, Hickey, that you can talk to. I don't want to talk to the remote. I want to type in channel 5 and go there. It's 2024. Please do better. Please. Feel screwed out here. Knicks and Pacers are finally underway. Pacers are leading 9-7. Hickey, do I sound grumpy? Sound grumpy, right?
You sound like someone who's right. And I think also you sound like someone where a lot of people would stand behind your cause. Because I think this frustration is shared by millions of Americans across this country.
Now I got to buy Voodoo Venue Sports. Got Venue Sports. What a day. At least I didn't get arrested on the way to work. We're going to talk about Scotty Scheffler at the top of the hour. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What a day it is. You know, earlier on in this hour, we talked about Anthony Edwards and what he's done to help out the Minnesota Timberwolves move forward. I talked about Jalen Brunson, showed him some love. He's in action right now with the New York Knicks trying to close out the Pacers. You got to appreciate when younger players like take that next step. And earlier in the show, we talked about some NFL players that are looking for their next contracts, right? You have Tua Tagovailoa, who's looking at everybody around him, even individuals in his own draft class, like a Justin Herbert, who have gotten paid. And Tua's like, hey, I'm next. Pay me now. There's another guy on the West Coast. He's not worried about being paid, but he's stepping up too. And he recently spoke to the media about taking a next step, and he basically came out of nowhere, out of BYU. His name is Puka Nacua. Yeah, this man was drafted in the 5th round last year. He finished the year with almost 1,500 yards receiving, 105 receptions, and 6 touchdowns. This man was one of the best receivers in the league. I'd take him. I'd say he's number one over Cooper Kupp. Puka Nacua recently spoke to the media. He was on the NFL Network as he's preparing for next season and next week training camp. That should be fun. A little OTA with Harbaugh. Puka Nacua said, pressure? I don't feel none of that.
No, not really. Every week presented a different challenge in who we were playing again, and then also just trying to make sure I could prepare myself the best way to be able to be there on Sunday and perform my best. But and then I think coming into this year, I think it definitely presents a challenge of just trying to reset the standard. I guess that last year was what I put on tape and trying to improve in the ways that I know I'm capable of. And then being there for my team and every which way Coach McVay asked a lot of us from the offensive side of the ball. And I'm super excited for the challenges that come up this year.
Man, you can certainly understand why people like him. You can also listen to the man and understand how he feels. No pressure. Fifth round pick out of BYU. They said he was too slow, not athletic enough, not fast enough. Puka Nacua is a beast out there on the football field. He's a dog. And I know people always talk about you want a dog, you need a dog, football player need a dog. Like, that dude is dogged. He is ragged. He is rough. He's tough. He's a football player. He ain't taking no mess. He's a wide receiver. I wouldn't want to cover that guy because that guy looks like he has no give. And so, you know what? For all the negativity in the world today, and thank you, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever, Puff, whatever he calls himself. That's negative. Scotty Scheffler, we're going to talk about him in a few minutes. That was a negative story. At least he got out, was able to go to work. A lot of people, they go to jail and they're there for a night or two or months. Scotty Scheffler got the hell up one out. Shout outs to the young players out here in the world of sports getting it. We haven't heard the last of Puka Nacua helping those Rams go a surprising 10-7 last year. We haven't heard the last of a Jalen Brunson and Anthony Edwards. So for all the nonsense we got in the world, it's good to see the young guys, you know, step up, get something good, give us something to watch, move the old guys the hell up on out the way. It can't be the same way forever. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Now that I showed love to all the young guys, when we come back, I have to step back into reality. This has been an interesting day, starting off with Scottie Scheffler being arrested. It's got to be one of the oddest things that we've seen in the world of sports in a very long time. Of course, we'll give you an update on the Knicks and the Pacers, get you all set with a few things that took place this day in sports history. We ain't done yet. I got one more hour, and I'm going to have me some fun. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.